Support for the Positive Judaism podcast comes from Tamid, the downtown synagogue in New York City. People of all faiths and backgrounds are welcome to celebrate Jewish life at Tamid. Visit www.tamidnyc.org for more information.
From New York City, welcome back to the Positive Judaism podcast. I'm Rabbi Darren Levine. Positive Judaism is a new vision for Jewish life in the 21st century, which lives at the intersection of religious living and the science of well-being and happiness. In this episode, I will be speaking about the holiday of Passover. So, Manish Tana, why is this lesson different from all other lessons about Passover? Because in this podcast, I'm going to focus upon important teachings to increase your well-being and life satisfaction. We are going to explore the three historic holidays that have been combined into one that we call Passover today. And then, I'm going to offer several tips that you can use at your Passover Seder to boost the positivity of the experience for you and everyone at your table. The holiday of Passover, in how we celebrate it today, is the combination of three historic Jewish holidays, each with their own unique name. First, this is the holiday of Matzah, Chag HaMatzot. Two, this is the festival of freedom, Chag Zman Chirutenu. And three, this is the biblical holiday of the Paschal sacrifice, Chag HaPesach. While these holidays may have emerged some 2,000 years ago, they continue to have real significance in the lives we live today. Take the holiday of Matzah, the unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. In their moment of freedom, the Israelites were forced to pack up their belongings and leave immediately, and their bread did not have time to rise. They took what they could, leaving with few possessions but with a dream in their hearts. This matzah reminds us that we were slaves in Egypt when we started our journey as wandering Jews looking for a homeland. Jews have a history of refugee status in our DNA, and in our modern world, the United Nations Refugee Agency estimates that there are 60 million refugees scattered across the globe. And so at your Seder, take time to discuss this epic humanitarian challenge and explore the practical ways that you can make a positive difference in this world problem. Because as the Haggadah reads, we should never forget that we were once slaves in Egypt. This is why we bite and eat dry and harsh matzah, and why we call this holiday Chag HaMatzot, the holiday of matzah. Secondly, this is the holiday that honors the time of our freedom, Chag Zman Chirutenu. As the eminent psychologist Eric Fromm taught, freedom must be defended with utmost vigor. The problem of freedom is not only a quantitative one, but a qualitative one. That we not only have to preserve and increase traditional freedom, but that we have to gain a new kind of freedom, one that enables us to realize our own individual self, to have faith in ourself and our life. To me, this statement captures another important quality of Passover: individual freedom. The freedom to be who we are at our best, to seek to free the self from the limitations that imprison, and to help ourselves and others to live up to their true and best selves and to live with freedom. Often these are psychological and mental prisons to which people must escape in order to live the most fulfilled and happy life they can. On Passover, this is experienced by the removal of chametz, bread products, from our diets, and is the reason Jews do not eat them for 8 days. Just as bread is removed from the diet, this is the season to spiritually remove the limitations that keep us from living up to our truest and best selves, to imagine a freer life, which will ultimately bring you the greatest sense of well-being and life satisfaction. And finally, Passover is the holiday of the Paschal sacrifice, Chag HaPesach. Though Jews have not held rituals for animal sacrifice for over 2,000 years, we keep this third title as a reminder of our close connection to the natural world. The shank bone on the Seder plate teaches us to respect, care, and protect our environment. The psalmist teaches, "The earth is the Lord's, and we are its stewards." From animal rights to land use to our choices of how we use our limited natural resources, the Talmud teaches that just as our parents planted for us, we are responsible for planting for the next generation, even if we will not benefit in our lifetime from the fruit of that vine. And so, at Passover, from the youngest child to the most senior elder, we rededicate our lives to making the world a better place. And that is why at the end of our Seder, we ask the youngest child to open the door for Elijah, the prophet that symbolizes peace in our world, something every Jew and every human being should be working towards. And now we see the value and importance of cherishing each of the three historic holidays and blending them into one Passover celebration as we embark together to reenact a wonderful journey of matzah, freedom, and the Paschal offering. I would like to share with you five practices that you can easily adopt and personalize as you weave them into your storytelling at your Passover Seder meal. These five are some of the core virtues of positive Judaism, focusing upon the character strengths of gratitude, resilience, bravery, kindness, and love. First, the virtue of gratitude. When you light your Passover candles, say, "We welcome you to this Seder. And as we kindle these festival lights, we are grateful to be here with each other, sharing our lives together, humbly mindful of the gift of light and life." Rabbi Nachman of Breslov taught, "Gratitude rejoices with her sister joy and is always ready to light a candle and have a party. Gratitude doesn't much like the old cronies of boredom, despair, and taking life for granted." So, as you kindle your festival lights, hold hands in a circle around your table and invite each person to express something for which they are grateful. Second, the virtue of kindness. When we raise the matzah, we can say, "This is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate on their journey to freedom. Let us show unwavering love and kindness to all who are hungry and enslaved today. We are called in each generation to remember the Exodus as if you were still a slave in Egypt." The Torah teaches, "Great is the virtue of love and kindness." So now, take a short break to let your guests text someone they are thinking about on this Passover meal as an act of love and kindness. Third, the virtue of perseverance. When you arrive at the middle matzah, also known as the afikomen, say, "We set aside a broken piece of matzah that will become the afikomen to teach the value of perseverance, knowing that what seems broken may be repaired. Now break a piece of matzah to honor the perseverance of the Israelites and their ability to complete the task and to persist in the face of obstacles. Now, hide the afikomen so that after dinner, you may commence the search." Fourth, the virtue of bravery, symbolized by the Hillel sandwich. The combination of the matzah, maror, and charoset teaches that life can be dry, sweet, and even sometimes bitter. Yet when we rise to our challenges with bravery, we can accomplish great things. Ben Zoma taught, "Who is brave? Those who conquer their evil impulse, as it is written, 'Those who are slow to anger are better than the mighty, and those who rule over their spirit are better than those who conquer a city.'" So now, make a Hillel sandwich and think of an aspect in your life that, with a little bravery, could be readily improved on your own personal journey to freedom. And finally, the virtue of love. As your meal begins, take a moment to express feelings of neighborly love for everyone at your table, and as you share in the meal together and engage in positive conversations that enhance your Seder, recall the plight of the refugees, your own journey to freedom, and the responsibility you hold to sustain our natural world. The Torah teaches, "And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Be sure to express your sincere appreciation to your Seder leader and all those who made your Seder possible. And now it is time to eat, drink, and be joyful. As many of you know, the 4 cups of wine encourage us to laugh, to have fun, and to be happy in our freedom on Passover. That is why we say Happy Passover and Azizan Pesach. And now, as this episode concludes and your celebration begins, may this Passover season reconnect you to your best self, and may your work to raise the quality of well-being and life satisfaction of those near to you and far be enhanced. Let me wish you and your loved ones a zissen and joyful Passover. Chag Sameach. Happy Passover. Mm-hmm.